Martinez. The show's called America. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I hope everybody's having a good evening. As usual, my show is all about corruption in the government, local, state, and federal government. And I welcome anybody that wants to tell me a little bit about that. I have this agenda, and that is every time I hear or see any type of governmental corruption, I immediately report it. And as long as it's corroborated, of course, because I always want to keep the entire show on a truthful level. This is what I would recommend for everybody. If they do come across some kind of incident that they know is truthful and that it is corroborated, then my recommendation is to immediately share it with others. And if it doesn't happen that way, then you set yourself up for threats and extortion and coercion and sometimes even injury. And I know this for a fact because that's basically what's happened to me in over my 39-year career in law enforcement. So before we get started, what I want to do is I want to just refresh everybody's memory on what is going on with police officers. It seems like it's every other day that some police officer or police officers are being gunned down and injured by no goods. And of course, the political corrupt like to use these instances to further their own agenda. Remember, their motto, a politician's motto, is never let a crisis go to waste. So, but before we go any further, I want to make sure everybody understands the sacred oath that most, if not all, police officers take before they don the uniform and the badge. I want you to think about it just a little bit for individuals that take this sacred oath and they swear to it. Before they don the badge and the uniform. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept every secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Pretty powerful words, folks. And remember, most if not all police officers swear to this oath. Kind of like when people begin to equate military personnel with the police service or law enforcement service, that's like mixing apples and oranges. Military personnel does not take a sworn oath of honor like I just read you. They do swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, However, they are under a different rule, folks. When they go into the military, if they do not obey orders, regardless if they're lawful or unlawful, they can get into serious trouble. Well, it's the same way with the police service. If your superior officer, all the way up to the top, gives you a direct order that is contrary to what I just read you, then we have a problem. Now, I've been fighting this or being part of this rodeo for 39 years, and I can safely say I've never obeyed an illegal order, ever, from my superiors, all the way to the end. And, of course, you suffer the consequences for that. You get reassigned to undesirable sections. You get moved about. You get passed over for any promotions or any merit raises. All kinds of different things happen to you. And it's all related to the fact that you will not go along with the corruption to get along. You just won't do it. And there's lots of us that way, and we pay the price for it. And the others that go along to get along, well, they get promoted, and then they get positions of high rank, and it could be all the way up to the very top. And that's been the way it's been for the last couple of decades, at least in the LVMPD. And I'm sure other police departments are like that, whether they're headed by the chief of police or by the sheriff. So this is nothing new. And I just want to make this very clear to people when they ask me, and I have lots of conversations with people that want to know about the inside of what it's like in the police department. And I'm very truthful. I'm very open. I would hope that anybody that calls in on the show and has a question about the police service, I'm pretty sure I can answer it. I've been in it long enough. And what you're talking to is a real policeman, not one of these desk jockeys, or at least someone that's in a position of supervision or mid-management or upper police management. I'm not any of those. I'm just a regular old, everyday, happy-go-lucky, smiling-face policeman who believes in his oath of honor and has always followed it and has never taken a gratuity and never will. In the last four times that I run for sheriff of Clark County of Nevada, I've never received any campaign contributions. It's just not my nature. I equate money with corruption and bribery. Anytime you offer a police officer anything, it is I consider it a form of bribery. And for those of you that are aware that police officers sometimes are given free meals at restaurants and different establishments. Understand that the way you handle that, the way the police are supposed to handle that, is they always leave a tip for the server that covers that meal. That way, no one can influence a police officer and say, oh, listen, I feed him for free every year, and this is the thanks I get because I was selling dope and then they arrested me. They should have let me go because I've been feeding them and giving them all kinds of complimentary gifts. So anyway, that being said, I've become aware of a corruption situation in Clark County, Nevada. And this is nothing new. It's just when I become personally aware of these things, you can bet your boots I'm going to do something about it. Whether whatever I do has any impact on anybody, just know this, that I will do whatever needs to be done whenever I become aware of a crime. And that crime happens to be focusing on the acquisition of the Raider Stadium in Las Vegas. Some of you may not be aware, but somehow or another, during a special session, the assemblymen all agreed that this would be a really good idea to have this this Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas and have an NFL team be based in Las Vegas. And this would be really great for the economy, great for business, great for jobs, great for all these things, except the fact that it will raise property taxes for each resident by about $400 to $450 a year, and that is only the beginning. These assemblymen and the commissioners and the governor and everybody else that didn't even bother to put this on some kind of bill, some type of ballot for the taxpayer to vote on, because they're the ones that are going to suffer this this bad idea. This never was. All of a sudden, it's just kind of like happened to be. I mean, what is that all about? I don't want this team to come, especially this team, because it's associated with street crime gangs, criminal gangs, and we've got over 400 gangs in Las Vegas alone that just run amok unchecked for some reason. I don't know why we can't just put them down and put them out of business. When I first moved to Las Vegas in 1978, there were only 10. Now there's over 400. Now what is that all about? And now you're going to bring in a NFL team, the Raiders, that are closely associated with criminal street gangs. Just look at the silver and black colors that they wear. And here they're loaded with kneelers and fist raisers. And do you think I'm ever going to go to an NFL game again, where I'm wondering whether or not the teams that are playing aren't going to take a knee or raise their fist in protest when the national anthem is being played? And then let it be known, just a note, anybody that disrespects the national anthem, the flag, or our country, I most assuredly will disrespect them. I mean, that's just the way it is, and I'm sure, and I'm not alone on this. I've got a lot of friends that will not watch an NFL game now because of the actions of literally just a few that take a knee when the national anthem is being played. Country is going down the hill rapidly, and we just don't need people like this who get an exorbitant amount of money that the younger generation idolizes, and then all of a sudden they act like this. What kind of messes does that send to everybody? Well, I'm not one to be part of that, so I've always been kind of outspoken anyway. But if it's on my mind, I'm going to talk about it. Now, this thing about having the fix, as it were, already in for the stadium without even the public even having any input into it, well, that's pretty typical of Nevada. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to say something about it, or I'm not going to do something about it, along with several other people. We're just tired of this. I mean, and this one directly affects it. If the power elite want to have a stadium with the Raiders in there, then let them pay for it. They're the ones who are going to make the money off of it, not the taxpayer. The taxpayer is just going to take it in the you-know-what. So, anyway, I decide to voice my opinion about that. And let's go to some of our callers. So, here we have Robert in Las Vegas. Robert, are you there?
Good, Martinez. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind today?
Oh, gosh, quite a bit. I'll start with the question I meant to ask you last Saturday, and I forgot, but I'm starting off with it, so I won't forget. So on question one, next, or November 8th, which I'm sick to my stomach thinking it's probably going to pass, does that mean that if I go to Bass Pro Shops with my CCW card, I'll have to have a background check done to buy a pistol?
Pretty much. It'll be just, all this is based on money. How's this for just an example? If you've got a child or whatever and you want to send out and you want to hand down your gun to your child who's now 18 and you want to give them granddad's old gun, guess what? you can't do it without a background check. How's that one grab you?
You know, it doesn't grab me, and I'm hoping and praying that more people will vote no on that than yes, but man, I'm getting a sick feeling it's not going to go that way.
I'm getting that sick feeling too, and the way the corruption is in this state, it's pretty much a done deal. Sure, the governor comes up against it, but you know, in the end, he's going to vote for it, and it's going to pass because everybody's got to do whatever he says, and he's bought and paid for. So, yeah, you're gonna pretty much feel it, and it's going to pass. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if anybody cares what I think, question 1 through 5 is a big no. Just make it a plain big no on any of them. Okay, that background check, especially when you get those bought and paid for retired mid-level supervisors from the LVMPD stand up there and tell you how this is going to prevent crime, and it's going to do this and it's going to do that. And folks, if anybody's listening to me out there, let me tell you this. Any form of firearm registration just leads to confiscation. Just every form. Any form of registration for a gun. And that's all this is just so that they know who has the guns, and they'll make some money off of it. They'll make some money off of it. So, Robert, did we cover that question?
Yeah, I think we did. Let me move on to a more positive subject. I was taken aback, but quite happy to see that the Bundy people were acquitted up in Oregon Thursday. I think that's great.
You took the words right out of my mouth, okay? I was elated, just elated.
Yes.
But then, of course, my conspiracy realist attitude, okay? Conspiracy realist attitude. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I base everything I say on logic and fact and truth, okay? Why now? Why at this particular point do they go ahead and free them? To me, it's just a distraction. But then, do they really free them? My understanding is that the Patriots are still in custody, especially the ones that are directly involved in the Bunkerville situation. Is that what your take is?
Well, I know the Bundy brothers are still in. I got the vibe that the other five were released. I may be wrong on that, but Bundys are still in, but the five co-conspirators, if you will, were released. And by the way, they were not found guilty. They were acquitted. There is a difference, as you know. The jurors said, well, maybe guilty, but prosecution, you didn't prove that to a standard. Therefore, we can't convict.
So, yes, because there was no evidence. They didn't produce any evidence that substantiated other than maybe the testimony from their infiltrators.
Exactly. And while I don't think they should have done what they did, I don't know that they broke any laws per se either.
Okay. Understand my feeling and my information is the reason they did what they did was to support Dwight and Stephen Hammond. Okay?
Agreed.
Now, is that your understanding?
I think so, yes.
And you understand that Dwight and Stephen Hammond were convicted twice of the same crime, alleged crime. Okay?
Yes, which would be double jeopardy, I think.
That is double jeopardy, and it's against the, I believe it's the 7th or 8th Amendment, okay?
Yes.
And the 4th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment, okay? So that was the reason, that was the primary reason for the Bundys to go over there and support the Hammonds. And that's what they were doing when they took over the wildlife preserve, and they were incarcerated for that. Well, I just heard the music, so we got to pause for the cause. Stay on the line, Robert.
The These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. This is Gordon Martinez. This is, my show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Robert, are you still there on the line?
Yeah, come on. You were talking about the occupation and supporting the
Now, let me go just a little bit further. Did you know that the Dwight and Stephen Hammond's property, their ranch property up in Harney County in Oregon, has now been leased to the Russians for its uranium deposits? Did you also Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I thought I heard that there was uranium involved in that deal, but yeah, you just educated me. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, and who's behind all this? Well, of course, I guess I'm a little bit biased. I'm from one of the or the most corrupt state in the United States. It sets the standard for corruption. That's Nevada, and of course, we got the most corrupt politicians in the United States. If anybody wants to take a lesson on how to do it, just look for Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry's hands in this, and so is Clinton's hands in this, that are arranged to have that uranium deposit from Dwight and Stephen Hammond leased to the Russians. Okay, so here we have some people believing that Bundy, Clive and Bundy, and Ryan and Dave Bundy and Ammon Bundy all refused to pay their grazing fees in Nevada, and that folks is it it probably is true because they believe that their grazing fees were going right into the BLM, who says that they own all the property and that they can regulate it any way they want to. Well, that isn't so, folks. That has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the situation up in Bunkerville or in Harney County. It's all about overreach by the government. The overreach by the government and the belief that the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, since now you got to spell it out because there's three BLMs now. There's the Bureau of Land Management, there's Blue Lives Matter, and of course, Black Lives Matter. Okay, so here you have ranchers, and he's one of the last that's up in that area that's left. All the rest of them have been pushed out. Stood up to the BLM and the federal government, says, wait a minute, you don't even own the land. You manage it, but there's a big difference between management and owning the land. Now, what is it, Section 1, Article 1, Section 8, says that the federal government can't own land other than 10 miles square around Washington, D.C. So which is it? Whenever the federal government talks about land, they call it public lands. Whenever they talk about public lands, they call it federal lands. And when the citizens talk about the lands, it's called public lands. So which is it going to be? Well, they have spoken, folks. They incarcerated, for 8 months, 25 American patriots that said, no, wait a minute. No, this isn't right. So they incarcerate them, and then they, thanks to Dirty Harry, they're labeled domestic terrorists. Oh, now that's special. And guess what? Domestic terrorists get special treatment. Well, so they're supposed to be, unless they're Muslims. But they get incarcerated up until this day, or this last week, where they're cleared. So... Have I educated you at all, Robert, on this thing?
Well, you did, and I've got one more point to hit for the next break, and I'll bow off the next caller. You lost me on that stadium bill. How do you know that property taxes are going up $400 or $500 in Clark County?
Oh, it's all there. The fact is, in my little group, my voters' rights committee, I had an assemblyman. Fact is, I've had a couple of them. And they explained to me that that's what's going to happen. $750 million is coming out of the taxpayers' pocket to pay for that stadium. Now, how does that work? We don't even get to vote on it. Supposedly, we're supposed to go through our assemblymen in our certain district to say, hey, we don't want it, or yes, we do want it, or whatever. And lo and behold, the assemblymen that were at my committee... at my committee, verbally said to me that they would vote no. And guess what? They didn't. And that's, of course, after getting a nice piece of the pie before they voted in their little special session. So that's how I know, Robert.
Wow. Okay.
Here comes the music again. Stay on the line and we'll close off, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez, American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Robert, are you still on the line?
I'm still here. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to make it clear that don't ever take anything, especially coming out of Nevada, at face value. You got to do your research. You got to understand the mechanics behind it. Every move that these politicians in this state make is for a reason. It's not for the Nevadans' benefit. It's for their benefit. So you got to examine the fact that we live in a very corrupt state, and we have career politicians that are still there, and you know who I'm talking about, Dirty Harry. And I'll just throw this out at you. Back in 2000, when SIIS was in charge of our insurance, our workers' comp and benefits insurance system, that went insolvent back in 2000. Then all of a sudden, Governor Gwynn, along with then Attorney General Brian Sandoval, and now Governor Sandoval, hired a new administrator for Workman's Comp. It's called ICON, Employees Insurance Company in Nevada. Well, somewhere during this time, $1 that's with a B, as in Baker, dollars was transferred from our treasury, the state treasury, to the private bank accounts instead of a trust for employees insurance company in Nevada. Then Deputy Attorney General David Otto filed a complaint against Governor Givens and Governor Gwynn, excuse me, and then Attorney General Brian Sandoval in 2006 and submitted it to Washoe County District Court, where it sits to this day. Nobody even decides to even address it. Well, the coincidence happens, and all of a sudden Governor Gwynn falls off his roof, breaks his neck, and dies in 2006, very close to where the submittal of this complaint was and still sits in Washoe County District Court. So, like I said, I mean, that's a biggie, and that $1 billion is probably worth $2.2 billion in today's money. And that money belongs to Nevadans, and it was stolen right in front of our faces, and nobody does anything about it because they control all the power, and they still control all the power, and this is why this kind of stuff can happen. So hopefully I've educated you.
Probably because they don't fall off their roof. I bet that's one reason why they don't do anything about it.
Well, yeah. You might have a point there. They're very powerful.
Yeah.
And now I think I do. And now here we come with the most important election that I'm ever been aware of, and I'm 66 years old. And here we have an important election coming up, and we can't even trust our voting machines, which are made in South America. And guess who owns those companies? George Soros.
Isn't that Diebold, the ATM people?
Oh, I don't know. It's called Smart Something or whatever. But regardless of what it's called, George Soros owns the company, and they're from South America. Now, you know what that does?
Yeah.
When the company is made, they make the machine in South America, they prevent any investigation, if anybody was even thinking about investigating those machines. They need the computer codes. The computer codes are in South America. And we don't have jurisdiction to have a search warrant, a forensic search warrant made of those computers in South America. It's a perfect crime. And if anybody believes that the surreal voting machines are accurate, yeah, they're accurate at all, because they've got a master that flips your vote. It's called flip and strip your vote. That's why I advocate in my voters' rights committee paper ballots and the count to be made at each precinct. Anyway, Robert, it's been a pleasure. I got to go to my next caller. Paul in Ohio, are you there? Paul in Ohio, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
At the beginning of your broadcast, you were talking about the oath of police officers, and I was curious, where did you get that, and what is the source?
The source is 1956. It was enacted by the Peace Officers Association of the State of California, 1956, and this is the oath of office, the law enforcement code of ethics, or oath of honor, that I took back in 1974. All you got to do is you can go ahead and just Google anything like law enforcement code of ethics or oath of honor or anything like that, and you'll come up with a numerous amounts of hits, and it shows you where it comes from. But mine, the one I just read to you, is pretty much kind of like all the others. It's just they changed the words around a little bit. There's one, I think, back in Ohio. I can't remember the if it's Ohio or Michigan, one of those, it's a lot shorter, but then it goes on to define each word and what it means and what it stands for. So this law enforcement code of ethics that I read you at the beginning there, that one was 1956. That's when it was adopted, and it's from the Peace Officers Association of the State of California, and that's the one that I signed my name to. And fact is, I followed it all the way for 39 years, and I still follow it. because they don't revoke that that particular oath. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, though, that's 56. Is that still in force and effect today, and is it uniform among all the states?
Well, like I said, it is not uniform. It is basically similar, but it all says the same thing. This one particularly goes into detail, and it goes into detail so that it leaves nothing to chance on what you're doing when you take and you swear to that oath. So uniform, I don't even think that there is a uniform code of ethics. It's but they're all similar.
Okay, so but when it says you're alleging to the Constitution, are you for California officers? Are you talking about the California Constitution, or are you talking about the Constitution of the United States?
Both. Both. I suppose you can. Go ahead.
The word was singular, not plural. So you know which Constitution. Or constitutions.
Okay. I tell you, I can only interpret what I felt, and that was to the United States of America and to the Constitution of California, which are similar and they're not in conflict.
At the time, yes.
At the time, yeah.
Okay. And did you went on to talk about the national anthem?
That's correct. I said that anyone who disrespects the national anthem by taking a knee or raising their fist or against the flag or against our country will earn my disrespect.
Okay. Can I bring up a point?
Go ahead.
Back in 1860s, mm-hmm. Before there was the traditional national anthem, mm-hmm. the naval officers in a opera house stood up during the national anthem being played, and the citizens of the United States remained seated because they didn't understand what was going on. Only to find out that that was a naval customary privilege to stand up for the national anthem. And if you read the U.S. Code, mm-hmm. that the national anthem requires all military services stand and for everyone else to do as they feel complied to.
Well, I tell you, Paul, I have to disagree with you because I remember just reading something about that under the U.S. Code that all American citizens are to stand, okay? But you may be right. Back in the 1800s, they probably it seems like I read something like that, and I think you're right about that. But as I know now, and I just read something about that, it is against the code to not stand unless you're physically unable to, obviously. And I think they even impose a penalty if you don't. But, of course, who's going to enforce that nowadays?
No, I don't think there's a penalty for you know, standing up or sitting down for your rights. I don't want to get into some sort of, you know, argument here, but, you know, I think good debate is key. It's like, okay, so what does it all mean?
And it means if you're a loyal American patriot, you'll stand for the national anthem. That's it.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Paul. We're going to go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you still there?
Yeah.
Fred?
Yeah. I'm here.
Fred, you're there? What's on your mind?
A lot. So the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, I recall vividly the origin of the birther controversy, so-called. It originated the lawsuits. There were over 200 or 300. They were originally initiated by World War II veterans who happened to be JDs. And I remember hearing former DOJ attorneys discussing the subject matter of citizenship. And they did delineate the fact that according to the federal charter, a U.S. citizen would be defined as someone who actually physically resides in the District of Criminals or a D.C. territory. Or right. A D.C. territory, okay? And that's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Now, okay. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, which is a one-liner. I love these one-liners. Defining the power of Congress, the one-liner in Clause 2 says, borrow money on the credit of the United States. So when I read that for the first time, I thought, okay, credit. Where does credit come from? Where does money? Who creates credit? Who creates money? Who is empowered to borrow? And what is the United States? It's a corporation.
It is now, that's for sure.
No, it was a corporation when it was founded. It says so in Article 1, Section 8, particularly Clause 2. And when it says we the people, we is capitalized, people's capitalized, that precisely identifies a special elitist group, okay? And when I checked this out on YouTube, summer of 2015, I went through YouTube the whole summer and most of the fall, and I discovered things that blew my mind, okay? Like the hidden faith of the founding fathers. So everybody makes a big, hallowed, glorious affair with the founding fathers being Christian. Right? Christian. Well, no, they weren't. They weren't Christian. They might have been, you know, in the good old-fashioned, time-honored tradition of lip service, you know, cleverly crafted word sophistry, subterfuge, okay? Mm-hmm. No, they were all satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic.
Ah, I knew you were going to get to that because you're talking to a Christian Mason, all right? So anyway, I appreciate your input on that. Now I will have to do some more research. We need now to go to Ava if she's still on the phone. Ava, are you there? Ava?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Ava, what's on your mind?
First of all, thank you, Gordon, for what you do. I really appreciate your service and for being a good cop and for helping us out here. I need your help. I need the help of your listeners. I'm a whistleblower. And
all right.
This is against two sheriffs. One is our former sheriff, Dave Brand, and the other one is the current sheriff, Ron Ganrod, and Ron Ganrod was Dave Brand's chief deputy when all of this took place back in 2001, 2002. I was suckered into being on Dave Brand's reelection committee on his team.
Doesn't that feel like betrayal? Doesn't it just feel like super betrayal, and betrayal is the worst? Go ahead.
Do you ever watch TV Criminal Minds? This is from hell. I mentioned drug trafficking to Dave Brand, only to find out he was in on it, so he came after me and my five kids big time.
How did he come after you?
Death.
How did he come after you, Ava?
He tried to find ways into our house in the night, like 3 a.m. till 7 a.m. for three weekends. And I was waiting for him because the Lord, in a still small voice, warned me to go to my job the night before. So I did. And the night I was supposed to be there, I stood up waiting I sat in my house in the dark with my loaded M1 and my mags and everything and my binoculars, and here it was him with thugs in creepy cars. Oh, my gosh. Gordon.
So what happened? What happened?
They didn't get out of their cars because they wouldn't have made it past the deck. There would have been a slaughter. I would have shot at them. I don't care. But, okay. It's a long story. It's been going on for 15 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they're into everything from human sex trafficking to prostitution rings, occult, Islam, drug trafficking, murders.
Jeez, this sounds like Las Vegas. Okay.
Mafia. He's got ties to mafia. I mean, I can't tell you how many times he even had someone coming the opposite way in a vehicle as I was going one way. This other one came and a shotgun came through the window and they shot at me when we were even. And the Lord has protected me and my kids. Miracle after miracle.
Ava, let me give you some advice, okay? And I've been shot. I have been shot by my former beloved police department. I have been shot, okay? I was riding my motorcycle home, and they were waiting for me by my house. And that's only because I had an argument with the previous undersheriff who became sheriff because we were both running in the same campaign. And 2 days later, I get shot in the upper left thigh. And it's directly related to the argument that we had. Can I prove it? No. Does everybody know what happened? No. Yes. So here's my advice. Okay. You've stated two sheriffs that are corrupt. What you need to do, and I use this all the time, and this is the FBI tip line. Okay. You can do it right on the computer. Okay. FBI tip line. All right.
I don't have a computer. I don't even know how to turn one on.
Okay, you can do it on paper, and you can send it as a fax. Go to UPS, whatever, and fax it. Or you can do it by snail mail. But you have to. You have to put it on paper. I cannot emphasize that anymore. You put it on paper, you send it to them, because there's one thing I know about FBI guys, okay, and I've been associated with lots of them. It's basically a pretty good organization as long as it's not run by a crook. Okay, now those guys are pretty good guys, but unfortunately they got to obey orders too. But you put that in writing, anything and everything, you put it in writing, you mail it to the Justice Department and to the FBI, and it will go on the file, it will go there, and it will stay there. Okay,
well, can I tell you something?
Well, it's got to be quick. You got a minute.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a number here for anyone out there, because this went social media back in 2001, and I didn't know it. So there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes helping. Our Senator Jeremy Miller on the Winona side, on the Minnesota side where I grew up, where all this took place. Can I give you a number over the line?
Give it to me.
Okay, 651-296-5649. If anyone knows anything about Dave Brand and his henchman was Patrick Dane, a deputy sheriff in California at Thousand Oaks, California Sheriff's Department.
What's Patrick's last name?
Dane, D-A-I-N. But that's not the name he was using in Minnesota. He was Dave Brand's right-hand henchman in
What's the name he was using?
I don't know what name he was using. And I tried telling my good friend Jack McLam, because Jack did an article on Patrick Dane, and Patrick Dane is a dirty cop. And I tried warning Jack, and in 2012 they came into my house, this Patrick Dane or whatever his name was back here, and they took my address book. So I have friends that are dead left and right, and Jack McLam is one of them.
Okay.
And I mean,
Ava, I got to stop. I got to go. Do what I tell you to do. Reduce it to writing, and then make copies and send it. Make sure you sign it, and then send it to the FBI and the Justice Department. If we got a couple of minutes left, Wes and I, Idaho, are you still there? Hello, Wes.
I'm still here. I'd like to read from Article 22, Constitution of Delaware, 1776, required all officers, besides an oath of allegiance, to make and subscribe the following declaration. I do profess faith in God of the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, one God, blessed forevermore, and do acknowledge the holy scriptures of the Old Testament, Old and New Testament, the given divine inspiration. Or here, Section 5 and 14, Article 7, the Constitution of
Mississippi. You got 20 seconds, Wes. Go ahead.
Mississippi, 1832, no person who denies the being of a God or a future state of rewards and punishments shall hold any office in the civil department of this state. Religion, morality, and knowledge. I go on and on. It's Holy Trinity versus U.S. They got 90 precedents like this in the case. It's on the Internet.
I appreciate it, Wes. Thank you. And now we're just going back to what the show is all about, exposing corruption in any form. Has to be done immediately. It has to be done directly, but make sure it has to be truthful. It has to be corroborated. Otherwise, you're just spitting in the wind. Now, that's from me. That's how I've operated. That's why I'm still vertical. And believe me, I've got plenty of unethical and illegal crimes that the police department has committed. So that's the way to do it. And I cannot emphasize this more. Any corruption, any in local, state, or federal government, put it down on paper. Put it down on paper. Sign it, corroborate it, and make it as detailed as possible and send it to the FBI. Send it to the Justice Department. Send it to the Secretary of State. Send it to the Attorney General, the U.S. and the state U.S. Or the state Attorney General. You have to put it on paper. It must be done that way. So that's just advice from just a plain old everyday veteran, 39-year cop that has seen a lot. And I'm not the type of cop that was sitting on his badge or become mid-level or upper-level administrators. I'm just a regular old everyday street cop. And if you really ever want to know if a street cop will ever confide to you on what is really going on, that's the person to believe. And as a final note, make sure that you fight tooth and nail to get paper ballots back, because as these phony electronic voting machines and tabulation machines are going to put us in a world of hurt, just like they have done almost 8 years ago. With that being said, this is Gordon Martinez. I'm signing off. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. Everybody, bless you. And stay safe. Bye-bye.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.